response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Blois Olson with Morning Take. Good morning, Blois. Hope you had a good weekend.
I did, Vanita. I hope you did too. And you made it through your first week. You came back for Monday. So let's do this again.
Let's keep doing it, right? The key still worked. So I was allowed back in. This is good. So good. Kendall Qualls, we're going to be talking to him later this hour. He is the latest candidate for governor. Tell us more about him. He comes at it with a really strong angle that he thinks he can beat Governor Walz.
Well, he does. He's a corporate executive, former veteran, African-American. He ran against Dean Phillips 2 years ago and was unsuccessful. The real question here is is he getting in too late, or is there still room and kind of oxygen for him to kind of start a fire and excite GOP delegates and Republicans involved in the party? Because the timeline really is tight. February 1st is precinct caucus night, the beginning of the process. And for Republicans, that's become a more important date because over the last several years, it's Republicans whose endorsed candidate wins. In fact, if you remember, in 2018, Jeff Johnson was the nominee, and Tim Pawlenty, the former governor, challenged him in a primary, and Johnson still won. So even if they go to a primary, these endorsed candidates for Republicans usually do pretty well. So Kendall Qualls joins Paul Gazelka, Michelle Benson, Scott Jensen, Neil Shaw, as the candidates in this, and really 3 weeks to get his people to the caucuses and try to build some energy towards the nomination.
Midterm elections, you know, we're not even midway through January, are we? We are midway through January, and we're already talking about the midterm elections. Really, all eyes are on that and possibly the shift of the power structure at the state capitol.
Well, you start to look at redistricting, which comes out mid-February, and then that begins to shape who's running. Last week, we had several retirements in the legislature, Rod Hamilton and Jim Dabney, two veterans of each party. And so that power structure is twofold. One, it's who's in power, and two is who has seniority and who are the veteran legislators that remain. There's been as many as 60 or 80 retirements in redistricting years. And so the power shift will be obviously next year, but the game has already begun this year.
What do you think of this move for Margaret Anderson Kelleher, from Minnesota Department of Transportation Commissioner, to being Minneapolis City Public Works top official? It's interesting to me because when I've noticed in St. Paul a real change since Sean Kershaw has taken over Public Works. Roads are getting, you know, clearer with snow, that type of thing. Is that what they're hoping for in Minneapolis, just more take charge from someone like Kelleher?
It's really interesting you bring up St. Paul, because you're right. The Public Works Department in St. Paul has become better run since they brought in Sean Kershaw, a veteran of government. I think that's part of it. I wonder kind of what the dynamics were at the state capitol. There's a big bonding bill. There's obviously all this federal infrastructure money coming in. And, you know, there's some projects that haven't gone well at MnDOT, not necessarily because of Margaret, but as she took over, you know, Southwest Rail is kind of a disaster right now. It's been delayed several times. It's over budget. And so you don't wonder if there wasn't a few too many headaches at MnDOT that she inherited. And then maybe there's a fresh start in Minneapolis, especially under this strong mayor system in Minneapolis, where the director of Public Works will now only report to the mayor, not members of the council as well.
It's looking like Sheriff David Hutchinson from Hennepin County is remaining adamant. He is not going to resign, according to news reports. But there are so many calls for his resignation. How is this going to go forward here?
I think there's two hats I put on. One is kind of the crisis management hat, and then two is the political hat. And I have heard from people very close to the sheriff that he is not going to resign, that he feels, though, that the late calls for him to resign were political, that they were even in support of one of his new opponents, Swana, who's in the race. And so I think you kind of see if it dies down for another week or two. Really, I think technically the only way he can be removed from office is if Governor Walz did it, or if the Post Board, you know, revoked his law enforcement license. He's not the first law enforcement member to have a DWI. He's not the first elected official to have a DWI. It's the, quote, handling of it that has people upset. And I think the dust settles here in the next week or 2 weeks, and we watch the reelection play out.
More testing sites added around the state, the Twin Cities, the state. Still hearing about long lines, though.
Long lines, and we reached a peak positivity rate in our testing of, I think, 17% on Friday, which is obviously an alarming number. I was traveling this weekend to the Chicago area. I got asked for a proof of vaccine in a restaurant for the first time. And I had it on my phone, so I was ready to go, but I was surprised. There was much more masking in the Chicago suburbs than, you know, that I've seen here. So I think everybody's trying to figure out how to deal with this. I think the governor will kind of continue to keep his eye on it. I know he had a briefing on Friday with legislative leaders, which is kind of a precursor, because we know COVID politics will start to play into the session. So I would expect more kind of COVID testing / remediation kind of measures to take place today or be rolled out in the next few days.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Blois. Appreciate it. Coming up before 9, your chance to pick up a pair of tickets to see Bon Jovi. But now, here's business news from Bloomberg.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.